Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Over and over on these broadcasts, I speak to the connection between fresh and salt water. It continues to astonish me how individuals and key organizations fail to see this essential link that demands integrated understanding of the natural systems, integrated regulatory structures, and integrated management plans. The World Water Forum, the global body for freshwater policy, limits its consideration to the salt line and excludes presentations at its meeting of papers on coastal synergies and impact. As if the freshwater system both begins and ends without ocean evaporation and passage downstream, where intervening human impact has no consequence. In Maine, remote and mostly rural, industrial facilities deposited more than 3.3 million pounds of toxic chemicals into the state's waterways in 2007. Extrapolate that upward by the density of development in urban centers in 50 states and in the other nations of the world, and you have a deadly sum of poisons circulating worldwide in currents and deposits in the food chain and ultimately into our bodies and our children's bodies. The situation is known. Regulations exist, often unenforced. Accountability is avoided and hidden. Courts rendered principal abstract decisions that dilute and protect polluters. Legislators bend to the insidious persuasions of chemical lobbies, advocating always for short-term gain. We've heard it all before. We are faced with the opportunity to redress the situation by passage of a Clean Water Restoration Act, legislation designed to return federal protection to the many American waterways that over the past decade have been excluded by judicial action, specious arguments, and interventions by vested interests, a bill now under consideration in the U.S. Congress. I urge you to inform yourself on this proposal and express your opinion. We take fresh water for granted. We use it to sustain our physical health, support our food supply, nurture our landscape, and provide a place for our recreation and pleasure. There's a story told of a proposed reality show about a middle-class family of five in suburban New Jersey that was limited to 2 gallons of water per person per day. They didn't last a week, and the show was canceled as not viable entertainment. How then can we stand by and let our watersheds continue to deteriorate under explicit direct action? How long do we remain indifferent? There are many organizations working on this issue. Watershed and river councils, conservation and environmental groups concerned with protection and education, and public meetings and hearings where face-to-face or by constituent communication legislators can hear that clean water protection matters. They need your participation and help. Why does fresh water matter here? It is perfectly clear that we cannot sustain the ocean without sustaining our freshwater systems. We can no longer tolerate the continuous decline in quality and treatment at the source and expect that the ocean will remain unaffected by the volumes of waste and toxicity that cause red tides and dead seas. There is proof enough. The water cycle from mountaintop to alluvial plain is a continuous loop, and no part can remain healthy as the other part struggles to survive. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.